Good morning and welcome to this 15th episode of Be. I don't know about you, but I had no idea that I would still be doing this today on May 12th, back when I started on March 23rd. Perhaps then I was either naive or just plain optimistic. But either way, I did not envision having logged 15 episodes in this series. But nevertheless, I have, we have, and who knows how long this whole thing will keep up in terms of staying home and staying healthy in our state, and therefore, who knows how many more episodes will end up being logged. That's actually a nice segue into what I want to talk about with you this morning. I want to encourage you to be charitable. To be charitable. And I have a specific context in mind when I say that. You know, on the front end, I want to say we should always be charitable, right? But I want to lean into an issue that we are going to be facing in coming weeks and months, one that has the potential to be real, real ugly if we don't get out in front of it and start dealing with it now. So what am I alluding to? Here it is. Churches opening back up for worship. Churches opening up again on Sunday morning for worship. Okay, so that reality, again, whether it is in a week, a month, or a year, that reality has the potential to be extremely divisive. And so here at the infancy stages of it all, I want to plead for charity. For you and I to be charitable toward our brothers and our sisters. Allow me to flesh this whole thing out by putting before you a purely fictional example, but one that no doubt will have real parallels soon. Okay, so let's say you've got, hypothetically speaking, Grace Church. And within Grace Church's congregation, you've got a whole mix of different folks who have different opinions on this whole COVID-19 shutdown. Okay? So you will have some who are confused. You will have others who are scared. And still more will be pretty convinced in their own personal responses to this whole thing. For example, you'll have members of Grace Church who think that the church should never have closed its doors, right? This whole thing was a big fat nothing burger. This is just like the seasonal flu or something like that, okay? At the same time, you will have members of this same church, Grace Church, who think that the church is opening its doors too soon, right? There are going to be those who argue, for example, that the government has no jurisdiction over the church and that Christ has called us to assemble together, Hebrews 10:25, and that the state has no authority to forbid us from doing just that. That's one side. And then on the other side, you will have those who view this whole thing through the lens of Mark 12:31. And that the church is opening too soon and should stay closed longer out of a desire to, Mark 12:31, love neighbor. Right? And here's the point. Both groups have their opinions. Both groups have their arguments. Both groups have their Bible verses. And both groups aren't going to be moved. And yet, both groups are members of the same church. Or span out the situation from a local congregation to, more broadly speaking, a community. So again, this is our purely hypothetical example. A few blocks from Grace Church, you have Christ Church. Christ Church will be opening their doors a month before Grace Church. And so now, you've got the potential, at least, for whole churches to be looking at other churches with suspicion, right? So Grace Church, the church remaining closed longer, Grace Church could look at Christ Church as irresponsible and not submitting to the government, Romans 13, and not loving neighbor, Mark 12. While Christ Church, again, this is the church opening sooner than the other one, Christ Church could look at Grace Church as cowards, fearing a virus more than fearing God, and capitulating on the fourth commandment and the church's gathering together on the Christian Sabbath. Now, whether we are talking about individual members at Grace Church, or we are talking about Grace Church and Christ Church, what I am pleading for in all of this, because this is going to move out of the realm of hypothetical into the realm of real life real soon. And in all of this, I am pleading for charity. Elders, pastors, and their congregations, they have some really, really difficult decisions to make in the very near future. And these decisions, they will have implications. They will be complicated. And we just need to know on the front end that even in the smallest and most unified of congregations, there will be differences of opinion among pastors and pastors. There will be differences of opinion among pastors and members. And there will be differences of opinion among members and members. This whole thing, again, a week, a month, a year, when churches do start to open up again, it is going to be a sticky wicket. And so as we all wade out into these waters, I want to encourage us all to be charitable. To be charitable with one another. Give one another the benefit of the doubt. Don't just assume malicious motives because someone comes down on a different side of the argument than you do. Pray for your elders and pray for one another. Pray for wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon. Pray for other churches in your area that are wrestling with these same things. And trust that good and faithful and well-meaning Christians can actually come to different conclusions on this point. And in all of this, remember, we are brothers and sisters. We are called to love one another. So be charitable, beloved. As 1 Corinthians 13:7 reminds us, love bears all things. Believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Until next time, be charitable.